97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. My name is Tony Colombo. I am here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Beau Matthews. And sticking around from this week's radio show are Gary Kelman and Jeff Wade from the Sanitizer and Mask Store. So Gary and Jeff, thank you so much for putting a little overtime with us this weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. And on the show this week, we were talking about a cool new product out there at the Sanitizer and Mask Store. It's actually not even that new of a product, but something that people are just finding out about right now is the at-home COVID test. You can, if you missed this week's radio show, you can just download the show podcast while you're here downloading this podcast, and you can get all the details about it. But just real quick, if people that didn't hear the show, Jeff, can you just kind of quickly explain what that at-home COVID test is all about and how people can come out and get it if they feel so inclined?
Sure, Tony. Yeah, so the test is a simple test. It's a antibody test, and all you have to do is get a small, it's a finger prick of your blood. It's similar to like a pregnancy test, and you put it on the kit, and it shows up within 10 to 15 minutes if you have the antibodies for COVID-19.
Yeah.
So quick test. It's priced well. It's a lot cheaper than what you would see out as far as the nasopharyngeal swab that are out there at the urgent care and hospitals. And it's pretty accurate. And the price is right.
Yeah, and you take it if you have the symptoms. You need to be exhibiting some symptoms, and it will tell you if those symptoms are indeed COVID related or not. Basically, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Yeah, make sure you check that out. And if you want more details on that test, again, make sure you download the podcast of this week's show. We talked a whole lot about that test in that conversation. And, Bo, we also talked on the radio show this week, had a great conversation with our buddy Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors about his 8-year-old daughter shooting her first deer with a crossbow. It was an awesome story.
I love these stories. Yep, yeah, I love these stories.
Yeah, and apparently Gary has a story that might equal or even top it. So it was a great tease. I'd love to hear that story.
All right, we were my son Ethan, 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
On our second hunt last week, the first hunt was a disaster because he moved around too much. So I put up. I put up a blind in the field this time, you know, thinking that it'll hide a lot of his movement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very active area. We were out for an afternoon hunt. It was a beautiful day, a little chilly. We're sitting in the blind, and he puts the crossbow down and said, "Dad, I'm hungry." So I had some bags of chips. So I got a bag of chips and said, "Be quiet. Don't make a lot of noise." So he's halfway through his bag of chips, and a six-pointer walks by, and he doesn't have the bow in his hand. So it was about 30 yards away, and it was looking right at us, so we couldn't move. When it walked by us, he finally put the chips down and got the bow up, and by the time he got the bow ready to shoot, it was already in the woods. But he was so excited that he got to see his first buck and really close. So we're going out tomorrow. Don't tell his school teacher that.
That's awesome.
I'm told him it's an educational seminar I'm taking him to.
Yes, exactly. Well, it is. That's not a lie. That's not a lie.
How to feed yourself is the seminar.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the quick story. Hopefully, cross our fingers, he gets his first one tomorrow.
How many times has he been out with you, Gary?
Now, this is the third time, so it's getting warmed up. We did a lot of practicing, so he got used to the crossbow, and he got it down, got it sighted in, the scope, and he's really accurate now. So we're ready to go. We practice on where to shoot so you kill quickly, and really have a good feeling he's ready.
That's awesome. Because that's one of the questions that we get the most. When we are having these hunting discussions on the show, you know, we've had many of them over the years. One of the number one questions we get from people is when's the appropriate age to take, you know, your kid out in the woods the first time, or, you know, let them handle a weapon, whether it be a bow or a rifle or whatever. And, you know, there's no right answer to that. You know, every kid is different, and you need to, you know, judge your own child's preparedness for all that, and obviously make sure you know, you go through all the necessary training and everything, and everybody, you know, you know your kid and what they're ready for and not ready for. But what was that process like for you, Gary, as far as like prepping him to go out in the woods? And, you know, I mean, it's fun, but it's also, you know, you have to respect the fact that you have a weapon in your hand, and, you know, there's a lot of conversation and training that goes into, you know, preparation for that.
Yeah, it's a great question. Because we did some practice with guns, and I knew he wasn't ready right away because he was always jerking because he was scared and anticipating the sound. We went down to crossbow. He did the same thing, and then finally started getting used to it, that there's no recoil or loud sound. So he's comfortable with that. So the next year, we'll continue to practice with guns, you know, 20-gauge, 12-gauge with slugs, and then rifles until he gets used to that. Then I think I will feel comfortable he will be able to shoot accurately. So I give that another year or two. But, I mean, going archery is much more I don't know, you get to go out earlier. It's a longer hunt season. So I love it a lot more than rifle season.
And it's stealthier too. I mean,
yeah,
Gary, I don't know if you know, but I'm married to a vegetarian, and I'm not a hunter, but I'm certainly a meat eater. And her idea of hunting, to be fair to the animal and the human, you should have to wrestle it to the ground and choke it out. So I think the archery way is
you should see Chad's face.
It's true. I've heard her like, say it.
Chad, for a vegetarian, that's a little much. You gotta take them out.
You know, there is the alternative means season coming up here in a few weeks. I guess, you know, that could be considered an alternative mean.
You're dang right. Better than bottle rockets. No, I think it's honorable that you're doing that and spending that time. Plus the quality of time. Their face, you know, the kid's face isn't in a screen and, you know, and just occupying their mind. You're actually out there breathing fresh air. I just have so much respect for how you're doing it. So, you know, keep up the good work. You're a great dad.
I try to be. Sometimes I lack that. But exactly. His face is not in front of the screen. And being out in the wilderness with no noise, and he gets back home, he's a more calm person than being in front of the screen. It makes him more aggressive.
It's good for the soul. Noticed. It's good for the soul to just get outside and get away from, you know, not for kids to get away from the screen and to just, you know, get introduced to a new activity, something like that. But, you know, for adults, especially right now, you know, to be just unplug and get away from the madness and the media and what's happening in the world, whether you're going hunting or you're going fishing or camping or hiking or whatever, it's just good for your heart, I think, you know,
good for your soul.
Good for your soul. Absolutely. Let's tie this back into the store a little bit. Guys, you guys have some great products, obviously, out there that, you know, people are very interested in right now because of coronavirus and, you know, with the masks and the sanitizers and stuff. But I know I have in my tackle box a bottle of hand sanitizer, and I have, you know, sanitizer in my backpack and things like that. For people that are going outdoors and, you know, obviously you have people covered for COVID protection in their everyday life, but you also have some great products for people that are going camping and hiking and things like that. So talk about some of the other products there in the store that we don't always get a chance to talk about.
Yeah. So first of all, I want to go back to the hunting. My hunting is pulling out the Nintendo and showing my kids duck hunting. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Hey, but, yeah. No, that's just as fun. Don't get me wrong.
But as far as the store, we have a lot of great products. Our top-selling products probably is HOCL solution, which is completely non-toxic. It's 80 to 120 times stronger than the current bleach out there and the current products out there. You know, one of them has a kill time within 60 seconds for COVID. So non-toxic, safe for kids, safe for pets, unless you have reptiles. But aside from that, I know, Tony, you have one of our more popular items. It's the mini mister.
Man. So, I tell you what, if you want to meet people, okay, I'm going to give some dating advice right now. Anybody that's single out there that's listening, if you want to meet people to spark up a random conversation, go out to the sanitizer and mask store and get one of these the misting spray sanitizer devices. It's a little here's what it sounds like.
There
it is right there.
Gary, you're taking notes. He's going to put a big for singles only platform.
I'm telling you, everywhere that because this is my favorite, like we talk about it on the DGS all the time. Dave Glover gives me trouble about it almost every day, like how addicted I am to it because it's become just like a habit that I'm, you know, just spraying off my hands with this thing all the time. And I love it because you not only can you sanitize your hands, but you can sanitize your keyboard and your mouse and the microphone and, you know, doorknobs and, you know, anything, computer, you know, whatever that you're touching. So I love it for that as well. But I will because, you know, if you're making a transaction and you're using your card and you're touching a keypad or you're grabbing a bag, you know. So I always have it out at a store whenever I am making a purchase. And I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, either the cashier or somebody else in line will ask me about the spray sanitizer and where did I get it and what is that. Some people have even asked, can I hold it? Can I try it? Like, this thing is freaking awesome. It is my favorite. It is my favorite thing that I have bought in 2020. Chad is looking at me like,
now, how are you going to transition to, oh, yeah, now, can I have your number?
Well, because now you've started the conversation. Now the conversation is started. That's all I'm offering here. I'm offering an icebreaker. Okay,
yeah, you're married.
The rest of it's on your own.
You can tell.
We need to take this audio.
You've been out the game too long, Tony. You've been out the game.
You're saying spray sanitizer is not the way to.
Not the way.
Hey, it's an icebreaker.
Hey, used to be, you had to get a dog. Gary, I hope you grabbed that sound bite right there of Tony talking, and then put that on commercials on like Plenty of Fish and eHarmony. Man, you will sell the crap out of them things.
I love it. Good idea.
Dude, I'm telling you.
And belly button rings.
This thing is awesome. Go ahead, Jeff.
It's a portable mister. So for those that I know Tony described it pretty well, but just imagine like a cool techie device that fits in your hand in your pocket and it sprays this HOCL solution that kills COVID within 60 seconds. So mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. And
is that a sanitizer gun in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah. We have those too.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? You're right. Yeah, you joke, but they actually have a sanitizer gun. Tell people about that. Tell people about the gun, because I think that's another one that when people see it, they're like, "Whoa, this is freaking cool."
Yeah. So it's a battery-operated sanitizer gun, and a lot of churches and schools have been purchasing from us. But basically, you can spray down a whole school or church or business with this using our sanitizer gun and the HOCL solution. So it's very popular. We get them in, and they go very quick. So we have that, and also a new device that just came in yesterday. One of the major grocery chains is testing it out, but it's like a wall-mounted infrared forehead thermometer. So you just walk by it, and it'll take your temperature. You can put your wrist on it; it'll take your temperature. So pretty cool device. So come into the store. We got a lot of different cool things that you wouldn't see at any other brick and mortar store.
I love that thermometer idea because there's so many places now that you go into and there's somebody has to be stationed there with a battery powered, you know, laser thermometer that, you know, that has to hold it up to your forehead and get your temperature taken. But if you can just put one of these machines at your front door and people can basically get scanned or scan themselves as they walk in, I mean, that's convenient for the store. It's convenient for the customer. I mean, I think that is another product that just like is perfectly common sense right now.
Yes, and also I didn't know Gary was so smart, but today he thought of an idea of where putting that on top of the hand sanitizer station so they can take their temperature and then get sanitizer
all at once.
At the same time.
That's
so
brilliant.
I'm like, man, Gary, you're brilliant. but yeah, I mean, so we're developing that right now. We have a show. Gary, you want to talk about the show?
Yeah, the Treasure Chest show next weekend at the St. Charles Convention Center. So there's going to be over 200 booths there. So we're doing a lot of gift packages and blowout specials there to come get your Christmas gifts.
That's cool. And I don't know. I think we touched. Go ahead. Well, go ahead, Bo. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we're not the need for what you guys are doing is not coming to an end, although I wish it would for, you know, the health of humanity. But it is still needed. It's still needed so much and people are still struggling. Matter of fact, we've been rewashing the two cloth masks that we got from you, Gary. And I told my wife, I said, we just need to run up there. We just need to go up there because these are the most comfortable. The wire is holding up in structure in the mask, you know, for your nose shape. I think it's fantastic. And, you know, I don't know if they're selling them anywhere else, but we're fans. We're fans of what you guys are doing.
Yeah. And could you touch on the while we're talking about masks, Gary, I thought it was a really cool moment when we were up there at the store all together a month or so ago, and you introduced us to the lighter test and, you know, how that's kind of something that people can do at home and check the quality of their own mask. And maybe if they aren't getting the protection that they thought they were getting, they can come up to your store and get a mask that's going to provide a little bit more protection. But tell people about the lighter test so they can try it, you know, for themselves.
Yeah, we first show a gator and how transparent that is for blocking airflow, which there's not much being blocked, and that blows out the lighter. Then we go to the three-ply mask to show how effective that is, and it takes a harder blow to blow it out, but it still does.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do the N95 or some of our other cotton masks that have filters inside them, and it blocks your air. So it just shows about air particles coming out of the mask and how effective they are.
Yeah, so basically just light a lighter and hold it, 6 inches from your mouth and blow? And if it's super easy to blow the lighter out, then that's probably not a great mask.
Exactly.
Yeah. It seems so obvious, like a super, you know, obvious little trick, but I hadn't thought of it until we were out there and you showed us. And I remember my mask passed the test and Bo's didn't, but that's also when Bo got the cloth masks from you guys and, you know, kind of learned right there on the spot that he needed an upgrade. I mean, right, Bo?
No, that's true. And you guys offer children's masks as well, because it's, what is it, 2 and over? I just want to stress that because I don't even know what kind of mask it was, but a friend of mine, their grandson had went to school and came home after wearing that mask all day. And when he took it off, when he got home, his mom noticed that there was a hole that he had chewed through it. And they said, well, what's going on? Why is there a hole in it? And the little guy said, Mommy, I couldn't breathe. I'm like, what? So there, and again, I don't know what kind of mask it was, but the mask that you offer, especially the cloth ones my wife and I have, you can breathe really easily. It's cool air. It's not that hot, steamy air. It's just different, right?
Yeah, we were surprised, too, that the three-plies, which is the common mask that you see people out there, the blue masks that are disposable, we were surprised that didn't pass the lighter test because everybody's wearing those because they're cheap. You know, they're pretty convenient. But we have a lot of different masks. Also, we've been getting a lot of requests for the N95, both NIOSH and non-NIOSH approved. But for those that aren't familiar with N95 NIOSH, those are what the medical personnel and healthcare workers would work, because NIOSH approval means it's been tested over and over again. It's a lot of certifications. It's twice the cost, but with the NIOSH N95, you can't go wrong with those as far as in protection.
And we only have a couple minutes left here, and we can't, I mean, there's just not enough time to talk about all the cool products out there. But there's, if you go out to one of the sanitizer and mask stores, there's one in Fairview Heights, there's one in St. Charles, just check out all of the cool products. We talked about my misting sanitizer. Here we go. Ready? There it is. They have that. They have, you know, my wife wears glasses every day. People that, you know, that's another very common problem that people have with masks is their glasses fogging up. You guys have the spray that people can put on their glasses that will prevent them from fogging up. Bo mentioned, like, the wire clips that you can put in the mask to help hold it on your nose. You guys sell those. The little tightening, I don't even know what you call those things that you put on your mask loops, so you can actually tighten them without having to tie little knots in them. They have those out there. So many great products to just help you manage these times and make things a little bit easier. And the one more that I wanted to touch on before we wrap this up was the Christmas masks. I think we touched on them on the radio show, but we haven't talked about them here. But I know you guys had great success with Halloween masks, and now it's Christmas time. And you guys have some cool Christmas masks out there in the store right now, too.
Yes, we do. And we did well during Halloween, but Christmas masks, oh my gosh, people are clamoring to get those, you know, so... We have plenty of inventory here. We're always bringing Christmas masks in every week, but some funny ones too, where you know Santa Claus. So I'm Asian, so mm-hmm. I posted on my Facebook wearing the Santa Claus mask. You know, a little funny thing that, hey, come see the Asian Santa at the store.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, pretty cool designs. We have some bling, you know, if you like bling. I went to Vegas a while back during Labor Day, and everybody there was wearing the masks that have the bling on them. And yeah. We saw a lot of those here, too.
You know what? When I was in Vegas before COVID really was here, I was there in February. Well, we kind of noticed about one out of every, I don't know, 100 people was wearing a mask, and they were bedazzled like you're talking about. And you're mm-hmm. selling those two now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are very popular.
So oh, my 10-year-old, my 10-year-old got her. Well, she has like 5 masks from you guys, and so does my 3-year-old. He's got his Avengers mask. He's got his he's got a Mickey Mouse mask. He's got a Paw Patrol mask. Like so,
you got
many.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer mask.
My daughter wears her pink absolutely. Like rhinestone mask every day. She just loves
oh
it.
Gosh,
like she loves the fanciness.
That.
Yeah. She just
my
feels.
9-year-old daughter loves that. She's like uh-huh. a popular kid in school with that mask.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So kids, you know,
yeah, we also.
Go ahead.
But also, if you need, I know we're talking about masks, but if you need fogging service, we can come out too. If somebody has COVID in the home or business, we
oh,
have
that's a great
gear,
point. Yeah.
We will send somebody out there.
Yeah. So we had to do that here at the radio station. So if you have, yeah, in your, I guess you could do that at home also, right? But especially a business, if somebody tests positive in your business and you are, you know, you don't want other employees that go into the same room or, you know, use the same equipment, you guys can come out and basically sanitize that, the whole office. So it's safe for people to come back in, right?
Yes. Yep. So we've done. We don't want to name any of the businesses, but we've
sure.
done some pretty good businesses, large and small, where we came out to fog the whole area. It takes us, you know, a couple hours, depending on the size, but we put in the whole gear, whole suit, mask, everything, gloves. We have the big machines that we bring out, the backpack and electrostatic machines to to be able to take care of that for you. And we give out a little certificate saying, you know, we've done this. That way, if you got to show people, your employees or anybody else that this has been done, gives them that sense of security.
And if you're looking for wipes, which is what originally brought me months ago into the store for the first time, was you were the only place that I could find disinfectant wipes. So, we've been mentioning it, big or small, there's just so many great products out at these stores. So before we go, guys, remind people how they can find you if they want to come out and shop for these great products themselves, both in person and online. How can people get more information about the store?
Yeah, the easiest way is just going to sanitizerandmasks.store. We have address to both locations. We have a Fairview Heights and also a St. Charles location. The St. Charles is a little bit bigger. And if you want to see Gary and myself, we're normally at this store here. It's closer to home. But sanitizerandmasks.store.
That's awesome. And that is Jeff Wade and Gary Kelman from the Sanitizer and Masks store. Again, sanitizerandmasks.store to learn more. The website is great, but I'm telling you, you got to get out and see one of these stores in person because it is just awesome, these great products that they have out there. So, guys, thanks so much for your time, both on the show and on the podcast today, and we'll talk to you again real, real soon.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, that's going to wrap up this edition of the podcast exclusive for my producer, Chad Ellis, and my partner, Bo Matthews. I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.